Anthony Allen's wide to the left. He's the only wide out. They've got both tight ends into the ballgame right now in the I formation. They hand off to Jordan. He cuts back across the grain up the middle. He's going to pick up yardage inside the eight, and he's very close to a first down. He's going to be short by maybe a half a yard. Buford Jordan running right up the middle behind Roger Lavasse and Broderick Thompson. Picks up 4 yards. Tommy Myers knocks him down. It's third and one.
Well, he's really starting out, John, like he's going to run off the right tackle's block. And when he gets up the line of scrimmage, he's cutting back behind that center and right guard. They're double teaming. Now the defensive right tackle and Kiki Diallo, the middle linebacker, they have to slow themselves down. The defensive right tackle, Jose Taylor's got to get down inside and prevent that cutback, and Kiki cannot overrun the play getting to the outside.
Jordan, 7 carries for 37 yards. He's starting to play a lot more here in the second quarter. He's not coming out as much. He's in the I formation. Behind Williams, the fullback. The handoff goes to Williams, and he's going to get first down yardage inside the five. Williams on the quick popper over right guard. Picks up yardage inside the five. Cleveland Crosby comes out from under the stack along with Hosea Taylor. But it's first and goal for Portland, and this crowd at Civic Stadium beginning to get on the side of their breakers and trying to bring them back into this contest. They trail 21-0.
Well, now it would be a real key thing defensively if the Gamblers could hold this to a field goal attempt. They might not even go for a field goal attempt on fourth down, but that fourth down play was a big, big play from Portland's standpoint.
Out comes the second tight end, David Bale.